Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Finbar, what's your own view on this?
Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Finbar. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you agree with Liam O'Neill's view on that?
I think it'd be great, yeah. I think, it is our national sport, but to make it international and global would be absolutely fantastic altogether. You only have to look at the reaction of Josh Spray when he saw hurling for the first time. And, you know, we're known all over the world for our fineness, but we can be quite sporty as well. And like I said to Fergal, 15 years ago, Irish people would have grimaced at the thought of women boxing, and then Katie Taylor came along, and hey presto, now she's, you know, global as well, you know. Once Frank Murphy stays away from it and they don't try to build a new stadium, will be grand, but I think it'll be all right. I think it would be very good if it went Olympic. I think it would be, you know, we should win it because every country has GAA teams now. You only have to look, you know, the Cork team go out and build schools, and they go, like, all the GAA clubs go on tour. And I don't know if you remember years ago there used to be a mix of a thing called Shinty. It was the Irish team, the best of Irish hurlers, just go to Scotland and play in their game. And they had a kind of an international series, like Australian rules football. So why not?
And I mean, as you mentioned there, Katie Turner has done huge work for Irish boxing, and indeed the rowers, I think it was in 2012, we only had maybe, like, we didn't have that kind of interest in rowing, and it's really changed. But do you think that the nature of the Gaelic Games would change if it did become an Olympic sport?
I wouldn't think it would, because anybody who tries to take a concept of Gaelic football or hurling, they always fail, because the Australian rules used to come to Ireland and they used to bring their Australian rules players over, and they used to play kind of a compromise rules game. And we had great players like Jack O'Shea playing it, and Pat Spillane, and they excelled at it, and they were actually much better than the Australians in playing the compromise rules. So hurling is a unique game, and it takes a certain set of skills, and you only have to look around the country, and there's a lots of people from different cultures and different countries taking it up now. And I think if it did go Olympic, it would only increase the popularity of hurling, because sadly GAA is losing out at the moment to other sports, i.e. rugby, soccer, and that's a lot to do with the Premiership. So if we went global and it was on television and people said, oh my god, you know, all right, you mightn't get a very good hurling team out of, we'd say, you know, China or something, but at least they'd be giving it a go, and if it would be a start, and then the expatriates who are around the world would take a better pride, and you'd never know, it could develop into something that would be bigger than, not as big as Katie Taylor, but as popular as.
And do you like the idea of skateboarding and surfing?
No.
Why not?
I was watching three-man basketball. What's that about? Like, that's silly. That's just a silly sport, you know. The skateboarding, you know. But then again, I suppose the Olympics, when the Olympics started off first, it was just a guy that ran a marathon to deliver a message or something to a king. That's how it started. And it developed into so much more, you know. But skateboarding, definitely. Skateboard's a hobby. It's not a sport. But then again, I could be wrong, you know.
Right, Finbar, thanks so much. What do you think, listeners? Do you think that GAA should be made a sport at the Olympics? 1850-715-996-083-396-9696. I'm also joined by Gavin O'Donovan on this. Gavin, good morning.
How are you keeping?
I'm very well. Do you think GAA should be going to the Olympics?
Oh, definitely not. No, I don't think it's a good idea at all, to be honest with you.
Why not?
Because I think, in all fairness, the Olympics, if I'm to think of the Olympics, I always think of track and field events. I think of the rowing, I think of the boxing, the swimming, you know. These sports, this is their one main event to showcase to the world their talents, you know. And I think when you have the likes of, if the GAA gets into it, You have the golf that was in it there in Brazil. I know they're on about surfing and all these sports as well. I think it takes away from the track and field events, you know.
So do you think that like the likes of GAA, skateboarding, surfing have no place at all in the Olympics?
Not in the Olympics, no, because I'd like to know the rationale behind it. Is it to highlight Gaelic Games and make it kind of worldwide?
Mm.
If that was the case, like once the All-Ireland series is out of the way and if they're looking for a way to reward players at the end of the year, that could be a separate event again, you know, with all the advertising and marketing around these days. Like, they could have some. Could you imagine now having a hurling match or a football match over in Sydney or in Melbourne now in the MGN? It'd be a sellout. Be a great way for the Irish and the Australians to see it. You could have something in Beijing, or you could have something in America or South America. You know, like. If you were to think about it, like, could you imagine, Micheál Muirchertaig in a commentary box? And he's there, you're very welcome here to this Olympic senior hurling semi-final between Equatorial Guinea and Morocco. It's not going to happen, like.
But wouldn't it be great to see it at the Olympics? You know, like as Liam O'Neill was saying yesterday, over 100 games played across 27 countries in Europe. Should it not be a sport that is represented in the Olympics? And enjoyed by everyone.
Like, look, hurling is one of the most skillful games in the world. It's nearly more than a sport, it's an art. But in saying that, like, I think it's unique to Ireland. And I don't, as I was saying earlier, my main point is, I think the Olympics is more for track and field events. And the likes of the rowing, now the boxing and the swimming and the marathons and stuff like that. I think it takes away from those athletes. I think it's a bit disrespectful to them when all the track and field events are kind of sidetracked by other sports. Because, like, take the golf, for example, there now, that was introduced to the Olympics when they have the Opens, the PGA's Tour, the Ryder Cup, like the soccer would have the World Cup, the Premier League. Do you know what I'm trying to say? There's a lot of these sports already have plenty of events to highlight their players, whereas the track and field really and the rowings, this is their main event, like this is their be all and end all, it's what they dream of, and that's, I think they should be highlighted more so.
And were you watching the rowing last night?
I wasn't, to be honest with you, but I heard about it. It's fantastic for Cork, like, fair play to the lads, they did us proud.
Ah, they did. It's brilliant. And are you enjoying the Olympics?
Oh, I am. I love the track and field events.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the swimming as well. It's pretty good. The medley there, especially the four disciplines in the swimming. Yeah. It was great to watch the other day.
Yeah. I always enjoy the diving as well. It's something that I probably wouldn't watch for four years and then the Olympics comes on and I love to watch it. It's great.
There's always a character or two. Do you remember that fella from Kerry there at the Athens Olympics a few years ago? He rugby tackled the marathon runner.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, you'll have to check that out on YouTube. A lunatic. He was a priest. He was...
Yes, I do remember it now.
There's always someone like that at the Olympics. So I wonder who they'll have now this year.
We'll just have to wait and see. Brilliant, Gavin. Listen, thanks so much. Thanks to Gavin and Finbar for their views on that. Two very differing views. What do you think? Should the GAA be at the Olympics? 1850 715 996, 083 396 96 96.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.